This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Orioles coming off an off day yesterday, start a three-game series in Toronto against the Blue Jays. And joining us now to talk about it, he's on the call for Sportsnet in Toronto with Dan Shulman. It's Buck Martinez, former Oriole broadcaster. And Buck, thanks as always for joining us. If we can, let's look back a little before we look ahead. The trade deadline has passed. Were you surprised the Blue Jays didn't do more at the deadline?
No, I wasn't. I thought they did exactly what they needed to do with the expiring contracts. The only guy that wasn't on an expiring contract was Nate Pearson, and they got a pretty good prospect for Nate Pearson in Charles McAdoo. So, yeah, no, I wasn't surprised. I mean, everybody said, well, they should have gone deeper, but I think they still have a core that they can certainly build around, including the three starting pitchers, Bassett, Barrios, and Gausman. So, yeah, and Vladdy's Vladdy right now. Yeah. I mean, he's as hot as Colton Cowser, so it's a pretty interesting core they have to build around.
So, Buck, I mean, with Vladdy, Bo Bichette, both of them, their contracts are up in 2025. You believe they're going to be able to retool and compete with that group next year?
Yeah, I do. I think they've got a lot of holes to fill. There's no question about it. But with the roster they have right now, and the Oriole fans saw Addison Barger have a good series against Baltimore last time. And, they've got Spencer Horwitz, who's a local guy there in Maryland, and he's a guy that we think a lot of, and I think Spencer's going to do a good job. So you have to find out what you have right now. And obviously, you know, losing Jordan Romano, to me, Mesa didn't have a particularly good year. Now he's in the Yankees farm system, and it's just been one of those seasons where everything didn't click. And I think the core is still pretty strong, but they certainly have a lot of work to do before they get back to that contending status.
Talking to Buck Martinez, Inside Access here on The Fan. Not just this year, but like the last few years. I picked the Blue Jays to win the division before last year. I thought they'd be a playoff team this year. What, like in this last few years, what do you feel like has gone wrong here?
Well, they didn't hit this year. Last year, they had a terrific pitching staff, and they didn't hit much all year long, and they couldn't really make the most of the great pitching they had. This year, the pitching hasn't been as good across the board, bullpen and the starting rotation. And they got off to a very slow start. George Springer, he didn't do anything early in the season. Yeah. Vladdy got off to a slow start. Bo never really got into a groove at all. And, Dalton Varsho, he's hitting around 200. And, offensively, you have to score more than four runs a game to compete in the American League. There's no question about that. And the Orioles are testimony to that for sure.
Buck, you mentioned George Springer got off to a brutal, brutal start, but he's got a 964 OPS over his last 33 games. What's led to that turnaround?
I think he's a little bit more ready for the fastball. I think early in the season he was getting beat by the fastball and he's playing catch-up. And when you feel like you have to catch up, you're going to start way too early and be out in front of a lot of pitches. But now his timing is good. He's hit some balls really hard lately, and he, like Vladdy, they're in a pretty good spot right now. So I think that's what's encouraging for this team. You know, I think George is under contract for two more seasons, if not three. So he's going to be here for a while. And, Vladdy, of course, as you mentioned, his contract expires next year. But I think Vladdy wants to stay here. I think he wants to be a Blue Jay for the rest of his career, and hopefully they can get that done.
Buck, you got a chance to see the Orioles and the Yankees on this last Blue Jays road trip. They're tied for first place with 49 games to go. How would you handicap that race?
Well, it's really interesting because the Yankees have a very soft schedule the rest of the way. I believe they only play 22 games against teams over 500. And the Orioles, the Orioles have a challenging schedule. So I think it's interesting, too, that they play the last week of the season. They play the Orioles play in New York for three games and then in Minnesota for three games at the end of the season. So it's going to come down to that. The O's have played very well against the division. Obviously, only the Red Sox, other than Baltimore, has a winning record against the division. So, you know, I love their team. I love their manager. I think Brandon's done a terrific job. Obviously, he's the right guy to lead this young core. And they just keep bringing up great prospects. Probably tonight we'll see this lineup. It'll probably have seven first or second round picks that the Orioles drafted in it. And it's pretty impressive what they've done.
Buck, can a team win going all young? Like, that's what the Orioles are trying to do. We had talked heading into the deadline. The Orioles maybe should try to bring a veteran bat in. They did not really, Eloy Jimenez, if you want to count that, but they're trying to take a flyer there. But can they win with an all young lineup?
No, I think they have a pretty good veteran hitter in Anthony Santander.
Yeah.
He's a very steady hitter, having a heck of a year with the long ball. And you know what? Your young players, they're not typical young players. I mean, you got one of the best leaders behind the plate in Adley Rutschman and Gunnar Henderson. There's no one that watches him play thinks he's 22. He's got so much poise and so much confidence in the field. So I think with the coaching staff and the manager are leading the way. I'm not concerned about their inexperience. The starting staff and the veteran pitching staff is fairly experienced. So I think they're in pretty good shape.
Buck, were you surprised that the O's didn't do anything in terms of bringing in a closer or a high-leverage reliever?
I'm sure they tried. You know, Tanner Scott moved from Miami to San Diego, and he's really on a roll. He's just named the National League Pitcher Reliever of the Month. But, you know, everybody says, well, they got so many players, they should trade some of their excess down in the minors. Unless you really get somebody that you're rock-solid confident in, I agree with him. Just keep those other guys. And, you know, everybody's looking at Craig Kimbrel, and he still has 23 saves. He's not the Craig Kimbrel that we saw early in his career, no question about it. But I think Brandon can do a good enough job of picking his spots. And, you know, he still has that great curveball. His velocity isn't the same as it was in his prime. But, you know, he's had the experience. And I think you just have to lean on these guys. Obviously, you can't do much about it right now. And you have to just go with the guys you got.
Buck, the prices for players, it was a seller's market, and the Blue Jays took advantage of that. Everybody in baseball seems to be raving about the Kikuchi trade. I'm sure the Blue Jays are pretty happy.
Yeah, I think so. As I mentioned before, I think they did a great job dealing the expiring contracts and picking up some very important pieces, and they got a lot younger. They're very thin in the minor league system, but they brought in some guys, including Billy Wagner's kid. He's an infielder swinging a bat really good at Buffalo right now. We mentioned the McAdoo kid from the Pirates. He's a pretty interesting player. And also, they got a kid, Class A, from Seattle who's got power and speed. So they did a pretty good job. It's not slam dunk as far as turning themselves into contenders, but I think they had a nice start.
Buck, I want to get your thoughts on Yariel Rodriguez, who blanked the Yankees over 4 2/3 on Sunday, just 73 pitches. How impressed have you been with Rodriguez since he got the call?
Well, obviously he had that horrible start against the Orioles. He couldn't get out of the first inning and couldn't throw any strikes. He threw 43 pitches and just 21 strikes, so he was wild, and we hadn't seen that before. And then in his start against New York, he kind of had the same start to the ball game. He just couldn't get anything over the plate. And he actually settled in pretty well. And he was disappointed when he had to come out of the game. But they brought a relief pitcher in to face Soto and Judge for a third time. And, you know, they held him in check. But, yeah, he's been impressive. This is his first year as a starter. So, you know, they're going to be very cautious with him. He's had some back issues. He's been on the IL a couple different times. So, you know, they're not going to push him deep, but he's got a good assortment of pitches, and he wants to be a starter, so I think he's going to get every opportunity to start for this club going forward.
Orioles and Blue Jays start a three-game set tonight in Toronto. Buck Martinez will be on the call for Sportsnet. Buck, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks for being such a great host.
Thanks. We appreciate you.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.